Welcome to This Emotionals Podcast.
Thank you for diving in with us. As always, Anthony here.
And I am Kira.
The double dynamic duo of doom.
It's a spooky night here.
Ooh.
We have a fun and spooky story to share with you all.
Yeah.
To celebrate Halloween and our sea creature friends.
Yeah, it's going to be a Seamotional special involving the Seamotional's characters themselves. We're really excited to share it with you guys. We have a candle burning to get in the mood. I think we should probably jump right into the episode, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of scared.
Oh, welcome. Take a seat. My name is Vamprey, the Lamprey, and I'll be your host for the story that we're about to embark upon. On the cold and spooky October night, three happy sea creatures, they're about to make their way through the cold waters of Karelia Island to a spooky and scary Halloween party hosted by their friend Kakoa. Cubat the Judgmental Seal was dressed as a bumbly pumpkin and could not be more unimpressed with his other two friends' costumes.
Wow, did you guys even try this Halloween?
Mako, the anxious shark, whom was dressed as a warrior, said.
Yeah, well, it was really all that we could gather together.
Did you guys actually look hard enough?
As a polyp, the cowardly octopus, who was dressed as a hula girl, chimed in.
Don't listen to them, Mako. I think we nailed it.
Pfft, whatever.
The hard part is getting to the Halloween party, which is taking place on the other side of the island, in the biggest leaf, known as Galenington. The three friends had to go quite a distance to arrive, and they only had 4 hours. But it was worth it. It was the party of the year. In order to get there, they had to go through the kelp field, the dangerous rushing torrents at the drop-off, and swim around the supposed ghost of sheep, only mentioned in legend and stories, through Karelia. It was their first time leaving Karelia and setting off on adventure together. They were as ready as ever. As the three friends set off, Harbor the happy whale shark and Momo the loving jellyfish were there to wish the three happy travels and a fun at the party.
I wish you two could come.
Oh, don't worry, dearie. We'll be there in spirit.
Spirits? I hope we find some.
Stop scaring them, Cupid. It's just a bedside tale. Besides, Polyp, who will be here to hand out all the snacks to the children?
Yeah, you guys are right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Take care, dearies.
The three friends set out on their journey, and after some swimming, they arrive to the kelp fields. Kelp as tall as their eyes can see. They remember their parents telling them, when they were young, to stay low as a fisherman plowed the water. They swam and swam, winding and wrestling their way through the kelp fields. The fish who made these parts their home looked like a rough and tumble bunch. The three had passed by a small hermit crab who was guarding the entrance to a bar caught under the rock when he caught the eye of Mako staring at him.
What are you looking at, huh, kid?
Nothing, sir. I'm just a little bit lost, I think. Oh, put a pipe in it, Mako! Get lost, hermit man, and crawl into whatever shell you came from!
A shocked look came across the hermit crab's face after Cubert's comment.
Wow, Cubert, kind of mean. You should be nicer to everyone around the island.
And he was looking for trouble. You have to stay tough in these parts. You never know what might—
Whoosh! A school of fish flew through the fields at the top speed with the last one yelling,
Shark!
Fish scattered from every corner of the kelp fields, including Polyp and Cubert, hiding under a rock, leaving Mako alone in the middle of the kelp fields, anxious. Scared. The shark came barreling in, looking for food. Four times the size of Mako. And he stopped when he saw Mako.
Huh? Hey kid, what are you doing out here? This is my hunting grounds. Now tell me, did you see any food over there? Point me where they are and I won't thwop you with my tail. Wait a minute. I smell seal.
Sure. No seal here. They went that way, along with the rest of the fish. Better hurry.
Good on you, kid. You'll be a great hunter someday. It's eating time.
As the shark swam away, Mako said to Polyp and Cubert,
Let's get out of here now.
As Cubert pacingly said,
Please, let's go.
After some swimming, the three finally got through the kelp fields and into the open waters. After some swimming through the cold October ocean,
they finally reached the north side of the island,
where the drop-off is,
hearing something very eerie in the background.
They were paralyzed in fear, never hearing something as ominous before.
Feeling the tugging of the currents, trying to pull them into the open waters below.
We are warned to stay closer to shore. We should not be so close to the drop-off so we don't get pulled out. And not to mention that eerie crying. Eesh! All of my arms are shivering thinking about what that was.
I bet it's a mermaid. How cool would that be?
I don't want to know what it is. I'm going to swim closer to shore. Come on, guys.
As Mako and the Polyp swam closer to the shore
to avoid the tugging of the currents and swim around the drop-off, Cubert got very close to the edge, and one big wave knocked him into the current, screaming as he fell into the open, dark abyss.
Ah, help, help, help! The song is gonna get me! The scary song is gonna get me!
Mako, turning back as fast as he could, was too late, and
they both watched their friend get sucked into the deep ocean.
However,
they noticed the song stopped.
As they waited for any sign that Cubert was alright, they heard it again, only this time, very close.
As it got closer,
they saw the giant blue whale,
and whom was on its tail none other than
Cubert. Mako and the Polyp cheered for their friend.
As fast as can be, the whale said to Cubert,
Your friends better be a great catch.
Polyp rushed into position and caught Cubert, Mako grabbing him too.
I got him.
The three friends cheering, and everyone was all right and thanked the Vale for saving Cubert.
No worries, everyone. I live over here and it happens all the time. Don't worry. Bye.
The three friends said goodbye to the Vale and continued on their journey around the north side of the island,
fighting any strong and purling currents,
and saying hi to the passing fish. They even passed by a shallow beach area
with lots of fucking monkeys as they reached the end of the north side.
Whoa, look at all those monkeys!
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to play catch with giant colored circle rocks. It looks like fun!
Let's hurry before they see us, though. They might try to play with Cubert because they think he's cute. Tee-hee!
Yeah, they'll call him Cute Bert.
Tee-hee!
Yeah, well, at least I won't scare them like you two will.
After some charades and singing songs of the sea together, they were finally almost to the party.
Cubert looked over the distance towards the sea floor and saw a pilot ship off in the distance. The pirate ship was glowing a bluish light from the interior, which looked like a bunch of lights.
Guys, look, it's a monkey pirate ship. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
What if that's a ghost ship, though?
Yeah, what if it's a ghost ship, Cubert?
Oh yeah, I forgot about the ghost ship, guys. It's so scary. Let's keep going. What if that is the party? Come on, there is no such thing as a haunted ghost ship. Let's go find some treasure and have a good time.
Cubert rushed off towards the pirate ship in a hurry.
This is a bad idea.
Triple bad idea. Ugh.
As the three got close to the ghost ship, they heard the rattling and creaks of the wood,
rustling from the wave, creaking louder with each passing wave. Heartbeats began to rise faster and faster and faster the closer they got. The atmosphere around them seemed to get deeper and darker, colder and more abyssal with each passing second. An old Spanish ship from the late 1800s, perfected and preserved in the time on the sea floor.
Barrels and cannonballs and armaments scattered across the ground.
Skeletons lost and buried around the sea floor, sticking up out of the sand like a graveyard of bones. As they came upon the ship, the lights from the inside got ever brighter, but they heard no noise, no talking,
no music.
Mako started shivering
from the cold absence of life, or his own fears not to be known.
This is the end of us,
Polyp thought in her head.
Mom always said to stay away from ghost ships.
This isn't a party, Cubert. This is an actual ghost ship.
Oh my god, can't you see? They know we're coming because they heard my awesome voice. And they're throwing a surprise party and forgot to turn off the lights. Ha ha ha, can't fool me, Kakoa.
The three swam inside and saw what the light was coming from. A bunch of blue, glowing shark shapes were resting at the bottom and the sides of the ship.
Nice decorations, guys. 10 out of 10.
I don't think we should be here.
Yes. I don't think you should. Yes. Why, there is food at our door. Yes! Fresh food!
The glowing fish started to move and swim up to them.
Are you ghosts? Please don't haunt us. We got lost.
Ghosts! Maybe we are! Maybe we are!
Guys, can we run now?
Please, my whiskers are shaking!
Cubert and Polyp started to swim away as fast as they could back towards the shore. But Mako stood still.
He saw one of the ghosts started to lose its glow
and shone a gray, dull hull. In fact, it looked more like a shark.
Wait a minute. That's not a ghost, it's a kite fin shark.
Good job, kid! You solved our riddles, still not leaving!
Yes, we are going to eat you!
And your friends.
Then all of a sudden, Mako decided he can't be fearful anymore. He can't be anxious, he needs to step up to these bullies.
He loves his friends and wants to protect them from everything that they have done to protect him in the past. Life would not be the same without Polyp or Cubert. So, he boiled up his courage and roared as loud as he could and body slammed one of the sharks. Tail whipped another, chopping down on another one's tail. But there were too many of them, and he was getting hit back. And Cubert and Polyp were nowhere to be found. So at least he helped them get to safety.
If I don't make it here, I protected my friends, and that's all I care about.
When all of a sudden, the giant shark from earlier came barreling in.
What are you guys doing in my home? I told you to scram.
All of the kite fins swam as fast as they fins could, away from the shipwreck, and out into the deep ocean.
Freeloaders, every last one of them. Oh, you're the kid from earlier, in the kelp field. You look bruised, kid. Were you trying to fight those other sharks?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be. Good job. You're all right, kid. You seem pretty tough. Tell you what, you can come on by any time.
Yes, sir, thanks.
Don't call me sir. The name's Iron.
Okay, Iron, thank you for helping.
No, thank you, kid. You tried to drive those freeloaders out of my home and stop trashing my place. I'm indebted to you. Any favor you need. You know where to call me.
You're welcome. I will definitely see you around then.
Of course. As Mako swam back to the other two by shore, the other two looked puzzled. Mako was still alive, and were very sad they almost thought they would never see him again. Polyp asked,
"What happened, Mako?"
And Mako said,
"I'll tell you later. Come on, we're almost at the party."
As the three swam away and they finally reached the party, with many minutes to spare and many hours to have fun, the three swam up, they saw shell drums, rock tossing, coral ghost seek, and the haunted rock house.
Wow, this looks like so much fun!
Hey, brothers and sister, you made it finally! Welcome to the best Halloween party around the reef!
I'm so happy to see you. It's been so long since I've seen any of you guys.
Kikoa, Fritz, we're so happy to see you. Sorry we took longer than expected. Let's go have fun.
I know, Kia, sister. Let's have fun.
And the five went to the spooky, scary Halloween party, enjoying the rest of the night and having the best time with all the other fish in the leaf. There was joy, there was candy, and pumpkins.
And Halloween lights, a festival, to the end of the night. Until a random thought popped into Polyp's head.
Oh, we're gonna have to swim back tomorrow.
The end. No, I want to say, the end. Va.
And that was the end of our story, everybody. Woo! Yay! Spooky!
I hope you didn't get too scared. Just kidding.
Yeah, we hope you didn't get too scared.
I don't actually... That wasn't their voice was. I don't know what their voice was. Well, that was our C-Motionals characters. We're going to be starting to drop some art affiliated with those characters and some Halloween art we have saved for you guys. So we hope you're ready to see some spooky, scary stuff.
on our social medias.
Happy Halloween.
Hope you don't have too much candy.
No, don't eat too much candy.
No. And dress in orange.
Why?
And wear black. I don't know. It's Halloween. We would love to know what you guys are going to be for Halloween. Let us know on Instagram or Twitter.
I'm going to be Scooby-Doo.
And I'm going to be Shaggy.
Share what you're going to be. We'd love to see it.
Well, like, I don't know, Scoob. What do you think they're going to be?
Ruh-roh.
Wow!
I can't do Scoob.
All right. I think that's enough for our episode. Hope you guys enjoyed the story. Everything was done by me and Kira here. There was no other people. I don't know if you couldn't tell, but we might have another episode of this, you know, another story done. It won't be Halloween themed, but maybe we can get a few more voice actors for that episode. So I think it'd be a lot of fun if we did that. I do know a few talented people, so stay tuned. If you guys like the story, we'd love to hear back from you and like our stuff. Follow us on social, and we hope you have a happy Halloween, even though we will be hearing back from you before Halloween anyway. But bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Enjoy some bloopers.
The three swam inside, and what might the light was coming from? The three swam inside and saw what the light was coming from. They even passed by a swallow each barrier. What the fuck was that? They even passed by a shallow beach area